I get email all the time from people, generally again people who have been listening for a few months or who are just catching on that something's happening or been happening and getting wilder as the weeks roll by, to do with security, and it's making everyone nervous. And I tell them, don't panic and don't just download yourself with lots of data trying to catch up quickly. You have to take your time and absorb what you can manage at the time, or you'll freak out and break down. And don't take all the stuff you're getting and then pass it around to your friends hoping they're going to understand, because you've got to be selective as to who you try and spend your time with, because that's what it's all about, is teaching maybe a few people. They used to say in the days of Plato, if you managed to change the lives of five people in your entire lifetime by what you knew, you had really exceeded. You'd done very well. And it's no different today when you're doing it verbally on a one-to-one communication basis. Most people, even when they think they're waking up, are really looking for some answer to keep the system that they have been brought up in and they're used to. They're trying to keep that system the same, just as it is now in my life. And they don't realize that that part of the system was just the upgrade done by the big boys for a particular time. And the upgrade we're going through now is for the next time, the time to come, because we live in a long range business plan. That's how the world is arranged. It's no secret, if you go back into the old history books and read all of the people involved in the setting up of the League of Nations, which eventually transformed into the United Nations, read what they had to say, and read too about what the problems that they foresaw would be and the ways to overcome those problems. And some of them even suggested having another world war after World War One. They called World War One the Great War. The Great War. And eventually renamed it World War One.
So take care of yourselves, members of SAIC. Go to cuttingthroughmatrix.com. Throw some cash my way, hopefully. And I'll keep kicking along here and putting information out. And telling you, just don't give up. There's more people. If you understand the truths that are out there and what's really happening, then remember there's more people like yourself that are waking up all the time and beginning to understand what's happening. And like minds tend to attract, and you grow. You definitely grow in numbers. And they're taking real-time statistics and surveys constantly on how the public are responding in different segments, yes, no, and all the rest of it. And they'll know when to start backing off or becoming more totalitarian to try to ram their agenda through. So don't be frightened no matter what happens. And remember, you're not alone. You're not alone out there. You're not. So from myself, Alan Watt from Ontario, Canada, this good night. I mean, your God or your gods go with you.